Welcome to See You Now Insights. I'm Rebecca McEnroy. As nurse Jonathan Bartels reminds us, you can't walk into water and expect to stay dry. And although healthcare workers take on the world and stay strong, they still feel they need help. They, quote, get wet. In this insight from episode 5, Pause for a Moment, Jonathan talks about what inspired him to create The Pause, a 30-second ritual to honor a patient's life, process grief, and affirm our shared humanity. Jonathan shares how this simple practice gives caregivers permission to feel, heal, and rebuild resilience.
If you do this work and you come to this job and you think you will walk in and walk out and nothing will touch you, it's like going into water and walking out and thinking you're not going to get wet. We all get wet. It's how we dry off. How do we take care of ourselves? How do we heal so that we can continue to heal and care for others? I'd done some work with Roshi Joan Halifax. She had done a lot of resiliency work since 75, and I'd gone to one of her retreats on being with dying, and I was exposed to a lot of different techniques, a lot of different means to approach resiliency, and a lot of, you know, cathartic grief work myself, and I was just amazed. And when I was done, Roshi Joan Halifax had made a mandate. She said, you know, you all are going back to your places of work. You have to now make a change. You have to make a difference so that the benefit you received here will now help other human beings in your work area and your support. A lot of the people I was on the retreat with were predominantly physicians and nurses, but they worked in end-of-life care. And I was one of the lone wolves that worked in emergency care. And so I kind of had to look at this mandate and try to figure out how can I apply this in the environment I'm working in. And so I went back into the ER, back to work, with a new kind of vision of trying to find gaps, trying to find where would something like assisting others fit in to support my peers. And a pretty mass trauma came in. It was a mass casualty. And we had one of the individuals we were working on. And it was intense because we really worked hard on this particular individual. And in the end, of course, everything we did was for naught. And it was just the way it was. Her injuries were far too extensive to fix, even though we tried our best. And at the end of it, I noticed a chaplain kind of stand up. She'd come in the room late, and she said, you know, before anyone leaves, I want to do a prayer. And so she stopped the room, and I was like, wow, that's really bold, you know, stopping the room. The prayer that she did didn't meet my needs because I was of a different faith. And I just felt kind of, well, that was cool. What can I do better? And how can I make this act of stopping and this act of honoring a more inclusive act? And that's where the inception of the pause came from. So the practice itself is, initially, it was a practice within the ER when someone passed away, when we worked on them and they died. And so the practice goes something like this. Before we leave the room, could we take a moment to honor this person in this bed? Would that be okay? And we wait for people to respond. And some people may say, I've got to go. Some people and some families may say, I wish you would not do that at this time. And it gives them permission to say no. But oftentimes people say yes. And the ones that say yes stay. And when they stay, I then would say something like, you know, before this individual came into this hospital, they were alive. They were loved by others and they loved others. They lived a full life. And now they're no longer here. Now they're gone. And if we could honor the work that we did to try to save them, the care we provided, and if we could also honor their family that's left behind, and do this in silence, and do it in your own way, and hold that space and honor it, if we could just do that for 30 seconds or a minute, would that be okay? And then we take that minute and we hold that space. The practice of the pause is not a panacea. It's not going to cure everything. And it's only a first step. The real mindset behind the practice itself is to really address caring for ourselves while we take care of others. And so I liken the practice itself to, you know, being a finger that points the way to what we all should be doing. And I'm not sure what that'll look like for any one individual, because we all approach resiliency and self-care in a lot of different ways. But if the pause can help someone just briefly for a moment hold a space and heal in that moment, maybe it'll set a pattern for them to look further into how much more they can care for themselves. We in healthcare and are very prone to blaming if something goes wrong. And sometimes things go wrong and we don't necessarily have the solution and we may not be the cause. And so I'm hoping through just this one practice, it opens people's perspectives more to what more can I do for myself? Not to take on more work, but how can I treat myself in a different way so that I can sustain myself in the work I do?
From episode 5, Pause for a Moment, that was nurse Jonathan Bartels. You can listen to the entire show and find over 100 See You Now episodes in our library when you subscribe to See You Now wherever you get podcasts. For See You Now, I'm Rebecca McEnroy. Thanks for listening.